This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's important for me to take some time to process this amazing experience that we've gone through, to make sure that my wife, with whom I will be celebrating a 25th anniversary this year, is willing to re-up and put up with me for a little bit longer. I want to do some writing. I want to be quiet a little bit and not hear myself talk so darn much. I want to spend precious time with my girls. So those are my priorities this year.
All right, that's the President Barack Obama on his way out. Donald Trump, President-elect, on his way in. Some final parting shots from the Prez in just a couple of days. It'll be all about Trump and what he does and his cabinet as they are slowly getting confirmed in Washington, D.C. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we stand. That's the tsunami coming out of Washington, D.C. You know, there was a lot of conversation about who was going to be the ag secretary. And finally, drum roll, please. That's my little secret drum roll. The name that was put forth from the president-elect, ex-Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue, for the Secretary of Ag, supposedly. And Perdue served on Trump's Agriculture Advisory Committee during the election campaign. Weeks after Trump was elected, they met, and Perdue was interested in the job. Said he'd be happy to serve, and he's had a political, a long political career, actually. He started his career as a Democratic state senator in the early 90s, and then he switched to the Republican Party, and then he was eventually elected governor of Georgia in 2002, and he served until stepping down in 2011. So he's who the appointment is for ag. And, you know, this has just been kind of that week of the who's who and who's going to, how it's going to go, and getting grilled, I think, more for many of the nominees on ethics more than anything else because of their extreme wealth and positions and whatnot. Nikki Haley, nominee for UN ambassador, did her confirmation hearing deal before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. There wasn't a lot of heat, I think, on that one. The most heat was Scott Pruitt, the nominee for the EPA. He was grilled a lot about his beef with the EPA and lawsuits and whatnot. Also, Congressman Tom Price, nominated for Secretary of Health and Human Services. I think he got grilled a little bit as well because, of course, Medicare, Medicaid, all of that would come under his department. And this is what we've been talking about here now since really the beginning of January, knowing who the names were, but watching this confirmation process. Rex Tillerson, to me, was probably still the most interesting, the nominee for Secretary of State. He was one of the first hearings that there was on the Hill before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and that's a big one, obviously, who steps in as Secretary of State. Elaine Cho, a nominee for Secretary of Transportation. Her hearing was, I think, pretty interesting. John Kelly, Homeland Security. Well, you get the gist here. And I think a good president, surrounds himself with the best people he can, or those that he hopes and thinks are going to be the best people, and delegates what's possible, because it is impossible to keep on top of everything that's happening, only to be advised and to read briefings and to ask questions, but it's just not humanly possible to process all that information. So it is about the people, I think, in that cabinet. Who you surround yourself with is incredibly, incredibly important. Let me ask you a question. So currently, the real Donald Trump has a massive amount of Twitter followers, and he's prone to let his feelings be known in the 140-character world, which then gets out everywhere else. But he likes using Twitter, and he says he's going to continue to use Twitter. He's not going to do it under POTUS. He's just going to do it under what he has, the followers he has and whatnot. So the Wall Street Journal and NBC did a poll, and the poll came back this way, that 7 in 10 Americans say President-elect Donald Trump's use of Twitter is a bad idea. 69% agree that his use of Twitter is bad because it's an instant messages can have unintended major implications without careful review. 26% say it's great because it allows a president to directly communicate to people immediately. So is it better to communicate to people immediately, no way for anybody else to sabotage what's being tweeted? Or is it a mistake because of an unintended consequence, which of course easily can happen when you tweet, when anybody tweets something out? I think either way, whether you think the poll, whether you agree with the poll or not, it's without a doubt, it's not going to stop, because it's up to him whether he's going to tweet. And if he's got millions and millions of followers, that's not stopping. So you could say that Twitter assures you get the truth, because if he says something, you say, oh, I can't believe he said that. Well, there's no interpretation of it. I mean, it is what it is. It's exactly from his account. So there's no filter. And I think the filter can be bad or, the filter can be bad or good depending on what's being tweeted, like I said. All right, if you're out there in Radio Land, I want to remind everybody at the tail end of this hour, yes, indeed, we are doing a live. Well, we are live. We will be doing Nail the Score, NFC and AFC game. Great chance for you to win. Go out on a high note. We'll certainly be doing that for the Super Bowl, but maybe we're going to have a winner this time around. Maybe. I got my fingers crossed. I just have a good feeling that somebody's going to make it happen. And maybe that's going to be you. Maybe you will be the winner. Maybe you will be the one that gets bragging rights, gets some prizes, and correctly nails the score, which is very difficult to do. But we've had some others that have done it. Coming up, Chelsea Manning. Is she or isn't she commuted? I'll explain.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Chelsea Manning has served a tough prison sentence. So the notion that the average person who is thinking about disclosing vital classified information would think that it goes unpunished, I don't think would get that impression from the sentence that Chelsea Manning has served.
All right, Chelsea Manning, sentence is commuted, but that sentence gets commuted. Somebody said to me, well, what about Snowden, Ed Snowden? How fair is that for Ed Snowden? So he dumps a bunch of information. Of course, there was no military tribunal, which there was a military tribunal for, at the time, Bradley Manning. But if Snowden were to come back, what would happen? And the answer is they would go after him. They, being the government, would go after him. They've made that very clear. The Attorney General has, and the new Attorney General, I'm sure, would say the same thing. So a commuted sentence means this will happen in May, was when Manning will be freed, May 17th. And with this sentence commuted, another president coming in, meaning President-elect Trump, can't go back on that sentence. It's done. It's been commuted by a president, so that can't happen. If some of you are curious about that, it's not in this case. It won't happen. So this is pretty big, but was expected that this would happen, because I mean, although if you think about it, Ed Snowden releases information, runs off to Russia, gets asylum, basically. And Chelsea Manning, the Army intelligence analyst, convicted in 2010 of leaking the military and diplomatic activities across the world, the cables, all that stuff. I mean, just huge news. Gets the sentence commuted. And Manning twice tried to kill herself last year. So this was a guy, Bradley, transgender woman now, incarcerated a men's military prison at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, jailed for 7 years. 35-year sentence, longest punishment ever imposed in the United States for a leak conviction. Because, of course, that's, again, what it was. Speaker Paul Ryan called it outrageous and said President Obama now leaves in a place a dangerous precedent that those who compromise our national security won't be held accountable for their crimes. Two lawyers representing Manning in appealing her conviction and sentence say that Ms. Manning is the longest serving whistleblower in the history of the United States. Her 35-year sentence for disclosing information that served the public interest and never caused harm to the United States was always excessive, and we're delighted that justice is being served in form of commutation. But like I said, were there differences between what happened with Snowden and Manning? Well, yeah. But Snowden gets no mercy. Manning gets mercy. The offenses were a little different, but similar. She went through the military criminal justice process is the biggest one. Snowden has refuge in a country that is being accused of hacking into our systems and damaging our election process. So there is a little bit of difference there. But remember, there was a lot of diplomatic cables, 250,000 from the embassies, showing sensitive deals and conversations and dossiers and all kinds of things, including detailing intelligence assessments of Gitmo detainees held without trial. A video of an American helicopter attack in Baghdad, where two Reuters journalists, in fact, were killed. So there was a frantic scramble to minimize some of the harm, including getting to safety some of the foreigners in dangerous countries who were identified as having helped American troops. That was brutal, I thought. But either way, Manning out of jail in May. And so now you wonder, if the Snowden thing comes up, what would Trump do? I would say not commute that sentence. I would say that's not going to happen. But there's no sentencing for Snowden. I would say not pardon him, not allow him to come back. They say he can come back, but not go after Snowden. And there's no way. Snowden probably never comes back to the United States. It would be shocking, in fact, if Snowden did come back. So very, very, very doubtful. Let's put it that way. Again, a big reminder, don't forget, we're doing the Nail the Score thing coming up at the tail end of the hour. I hope that some of you will be there. And if you're listening to me, call in. Remember, you can always send me guesses, and a lot of people end up doing it that way. We've got to say something about the former president. Bush won. In the hospital, apparently resting well, though, complications with this pneumonia that Bush has struggled with, released a statement, said couldn't go to the inauguration because of the weather. It would put him 6 feet under. So George H.W. Bush admitted to the ICU. Barbara Bush also hospitalized, but apparently they're saying okay. Okay. And while that's happening. Jared Kushner is apparently talking with a Bush-Cheney veteran for a White House job. Now, if I say that to you, Jared Kushner, close to his father-in-law, working in the White House, who would he reach out to? I don't think you'll know the name, but a veteran of that White House was a guy named Neil Patel. And Neil Patel was chief policy advisor to former VP Dick Cheney. And a lot of Republicans know Patel and say he's smart and capable and that he's a serious, serious, serious policy person. And they need a serious policy person. So this guy would be an asset in the Trump White House. In fact, Patel co-founded the Daily Caller, a conservative news blog, along with his friend and college roommate, who was Tucker Carlson. Will Patel accept it? Who knows? But he's just giant. He again, just giant on policy. Makes a big difference when you know the ins and the outs of how many policies are there. Would be a massive, massive brain in that new White House, where when they're trying to figure out what policies are on the books and where they're moving and what can you do, he would be the guy who would know all of that. So if he accepts, that's pretty huge for the Trump White House, because then they would have access to something that they really need, what any president needs, in trying to catch up as fast as they can and then, of course, move forward. Coming up, we're going to do the numbers thing, and I got to tell you, you're going to like this number. If I told you that somebody was fined $100 million for ripping you off and ripping me off, in some cases, what would you say? You would say, bravo, wouldn't you? Of course you would. And I'm going to tell you who the ripoff person is. And you might not be surprised, you might be surprised, and maybe you already know the story, but it hasn't been circulating out there that long. I think you're going to be a little bit surprised. You know, you keep talking about these sky-high rates, medically speaking. And that's goes along with the drugs. In fact, a lot with the drug prices. Part of the worst parts of what we deal with when we deal with our health. I'll fill in the blank next. I'm looking for someone who wants to leave.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks, work,
play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Yes, the drug maker fined $100 million for hiking the price 85%. That's so outrageous. 85%. The company is Mallinckrodt. They agreed to settle the charges of anti-competitive practices by paying that fine. So what does it mean to you and me? Well, this is what it means when we look at that price. By paying the fine, they allowing competitor to produce a similar medication. The Federal Trade Commission, along with three attorney generals, know that they've hit the jackpot in a way here, because the drug HP Acathar Gel treats infantile spasms and multiple sclerosis, and it's a very important drug, actually. And formerly known as Questcor, a name that you might remember, they just started slowly raising the price of it until finally it was up, you know, over 85%. So a single course of this treatment, you ready for this? Well over $100,000. You know, when you're talking about a vial of it, you're talking about, you know, treating infants. A life-saving medication used to treat infants from $40 a vial, I am not kidding you, to more than $34,000 a vial. So that prevented other pharmaceutical firms from creating a competitive drug. Ridiculous. Go after that company hard. You know, it's just like the EpiPen nonsense from Mylan. They were gouging, price gouging last August. They hiked the price of that life-saving allergy treatment by 400% since 2009. You know, people are not, people aren't going to take that anymore. And I, for one, think it's a very good thing. Let's put the white hot spotlight on these scumbags, frankly, who are jacking up the price and creating a market that's killing people, that's literally killing people. So we may see more and more and more. Can I say that again? More and more and more of that. All right, I'm going to squeeze this one in. How many times can you test a crash dummy? The answer is a ton, hundreds and hundreds of times. Crash dummies are getting hit with drones to test the impact. It's a little research. Researchers at Virginia Tech are crashing these drones into dummies to predict injuries that can be caused by drone collisions and make recommendations for safety regulations. I, for one, so they're trying to determine if it'll cause a neck or a brain injury. You know, I have a drone, and we have lost that drone. We have not crashed that drone into anybody's neck, but we definitely have lost the drone, and it's easy for it to get out of sight and out of control. So it is interesting. They're flying it low, and they're flying it into the dummy. And you know what the answer is? Of course, it, you could hit somebody with it, especially when it's out of your sight or it's high and it comes when it comes down. And, you know, who knows? And now they're talking about all these regulations. We'll see. We'll see where that ends up is what we'll see. I won't be surprised if there is some, if there is a bunch of regulations. So I've got to throw this in when we talk about, numbers. There's supposed to be numbers of protesters bearing down on Washington for the inauguration and, there's a woman's march on Washington that's going to happen on Saturday, January 21st, of course, 10 a.m. in Washington, D.C. And there are other marches that are planned for 50 states in 32 countries around the world. The women's march on Washington is an idea of bringing all kinds of, I guess, women together. And what does it mean? Somebody asked me that today. They say it's a starting point that there's concern that women's rights could be rolled back by Congress. So that's what the whole idea of the protest is and the reason why they're having this, you know, they're having this march. So how does it compare? Somebody else asked me this. How does it compare to other inauguration protests? Well, they say if they get the size that they're talking about, more than 200,000 say they're going to do it, it would be unprecedented. The only demonstrations you could compare it to would be the anti-Vietnam War protests during, I guess, Nixon's inauguration and the George W. Bush protests in 2001 focusing on the contested election and then 2005 focusing on the Iraq War. But they didn't have giant, giant numbers. And now with social media, what'll be curious is people say that they're going, but are they going to, I mean, will they show? Will you see that many people there who are saying they're going to go? Let's see if they do. And if it is over 200,000, ooh, that is a lot. How about the rest of the inaugural activities, the scheduled ones, not the protests? What happens is at noon, Trump gets sworn in. And then what you have is a series of events. You know, you get down to the main event and the metro mass system is the best way to get around that city, because the metro hours are 4 a.m. through midnight. And they tell people that are going to the inauguration to dress warm, wear comfortable shoes, bring water and bring snacks, and because you're stuck, right? The swearing-in ceremony, the opening remarks begin at 11:30, and then the official swearing-in at noon. And they have giant screens and audio and all that stuff for people to see it. And then Congress hosts a luncheon for the honorees inside the Capitol, the presidential procession and inaugural parade, then move along. And people will be there along Pennsylvania Avenue. They think there'll be about, 8,000 or so. And there'll be a lot of high school bands and veterans groups that will be part of that whole thing. And then you have balls and other celebrations, and people get invited to the balls, and then they jump on the planes and clog up D.C., but it's just a whole kind of weekend of that. It's an interesting history when you go back and look at some of the celebrations of earlier times, how they celebrated. Okay, more numbers. I hate hearing about cuts, and I know so many people take jobs as second jobs or desperately needing the jobs, and Lowe's is going to cut 2,400 managers, they say. They're going to eliminate positions in management. They say it's going to happen in stores where they can cut one or two assistant manager positions and shift the focus from the back of the store to customers. They had 2,119 home improvement and hardware stores in the U.S., and they had a pretty good net income, $775 million, so that was up. So Lowe's is competitive. But they say the new model will shift responsibilities that will help store workers to get new responsibilities and dole them out. The goal is to get the model in place before spring, which is always big in home improvement. And, boy, that's got to be a jolt to some people. The leadership positions in customer support and distribution centers. The chain is based in Mooresville, North Carolina, but they said it amounts to less than 1% of their workforce. So it's 1% that would be the, that would be it as far as the amount of cuts because of the amount of stores that I mentioned. And by the way, if you're keeping score on this, it's good to know, because I have some of these forever stamps. Do you have forever stamps? It might not be a forever stamp anymore. The cost of mailing a 1 ounce first class letter will return to being 49 cents, up from 47 cents where it was since April. The last increase came in January of 2014. It went from 47 to 49. Then they ordered to drop the prices for the first time. And because of the financial situation, they say it has to go up. So remember, forever stamps were introduced in 2007. And I love the forever stamps, because you can use them forever, supposedly, right? I don't know. Can you use these? The USPS delivered 154.2 billion pieces of mail last year. Seems like a lot. Maybe it's down. Nail the score next.
By the time I seen the light, all we heard was sirens blaring bright.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. It is time for Nail the Score. And there is no mystery because we are down to four teams. I thought it would be fun to let you guess both games. Why not? Double your chances. And I know that I'll be getting a bunch of emails on this, so no worries. You can definitely email me at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. The NFC Championship game, how about this? The Packers and the Falcons. And the AFC Championship game, the Steelers and the Patriots. It's that easy. If you want to jingle the numbers, I know you're out there. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We'll jam on those phone lines. Let's jump to Tomas in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kate. Listen.
Hey.
I got two scores. All right?
Okay.
38-37.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is 21-20. And I'm going to let you pick the team for me, okay?
Oh, I love it. All right, so 38-37, I love it. That's good. Just throw it out there. I'm going to say for you, Tomas, I'm going to say Packers for the first one. And for the second one, I'm going to say Patriots. Sweet. Nice. You may nail the score. That would be hilarious. Thanks, Tomas. That's a good way to do it. Why not? Everett. In Washington, hello.
Hello. I have to go Falcons 34, Packers 31, and then Patriots 24, Steelers 20.
Ooh, so Patriots. What'd you think of that game? That Cowboy-Packer game was incredible, huh?
Yeah. I was wondering if they were going to put Tony Romo in there for a while, though.
Wow. Wow. It just was wild. I think these are going to be two good games in the AFC and the NFC. Everett, thanks. I think they're going to be close. I do. All right. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Sneaky Pete in Texas. Actually, that's the name of a new show on, I want to say, Amazon streaming. Hey, Pete, how are you?
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Let's get this inauguration done. I'm ready to rock and roll.
I agree.
In the stock market, ready to go.
Let's go.
38-40. Packers. And 37-35, Patriots.
Ooh, Patriots and the Packers. I like it, Pete. Enjoy the games. Dan in the great state of Texas as well. Hi, Dan.
Hello, baby. 34-27, Packers. And then 34-27, New England over Pittsburgh. I don't think Ross Taylor can do the job anymore.
I don't think so either.
He's got a bad ankle. He can't see the throw. And Antonio Brown is going to have to eat some crow. I mean, this is coming down, boy.
I agree. It is coming down.
I got a question for you. We don't seem to have any calling anymore. You've been in Charleston. We haven't had you on the air. What's going on?
Listen, you've had me on the air.
I haven't got to talk to you.
I could not take your live calls. That's the only. Now we're taking live calls. I'm
back. You're back in Texas now?
I'm in Texas.
Okay, you got back home. Okay.
Yes, I'm in Texas.
Oh, good. Good.
Yes.
Good. I have missed you. I've missed you.
Well, you've heard me, but you couldn't call in. You can call in now.
Okay.
I love that. Thanks, Dan. You're too funny. Charleston, by the way, amazing. An amazing city. I was there on business and radio business and exciting things for the show. But, it's a really, the history of Charleston, I was blown away by some of what I learned of Charleston. 855-266-5283. Or, again, send me your emails, americatonight.net. Sharon in Maine, which would be the complete opposite of where I was, which, by the way, when I left, it was 75 degrees. Hi, Sharon.
Hi there. How you doing?
It's not 75 where you are. How cold is it?
It's in the in the 20s. We had snow last night and today.
Brrr, you're used
about
to it.
6 inches.
Six? Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. What do you think happens?
I'm going to go Atlanta over Green Bay, 34-27. And Patriots over Steelers. 34-31.
All right, Sharon, you are locked and loaded. Thanks for, she's great. She always keeps up with us. She's always sending me notes about when are you doing Nail the Score. I hope somebody nails the score this time. Oh, I would love to see it. You know, it's interesting, for Atlanta, this is huge for them to be this far in the conversation. Matt Ryan is just a great ball player. The quarterback, almost 5,000 yards, you know, he's thrown this year. Packers are tough, though. Oh, my gosh, Aaron Rodgers, unbelievable. Let's say that. All right, so we have to go to Nathan. He is the big football fan. Nathan, what do you think?
I'm huge. I just wanted to start with that. I am so...
Yeah, I'm huge.
You can tell in my voice and that I'm in radio that I'm a huge person.
Yes.
And that I love football. Well, I am huge with the Pack because, you know, the Minnesota kids there's all these Wisconsin people that move here and they still like Wisconsin. But, you know, I mean, from what I hear, the Vikings maybe you still want to like Wisconsin. So I'm going to go with the Pack, 31-24 in that game, and Patriots, 34-28.
34-28, Patriots. All right. For me, I say Packers. It's a hot roll by Aaron. I think he continues it, and I actually think it's going to be 38-24. Remember, my guess doesn't count, but 38-24. So Packers, and I think the Steelers, Patriots. It's the Patriots. I mean, I'd just be stunned if the Patriots lost. I'm going to say Patriots win, and the Patriots score is 36-31. I'm going to say they're both close. Those games, they were heart attack games last week, by the way. Watching that, I watched all of them, but watching that Cowboy-Packer game, especially because of the whole Aaron Rodgers Superman thing and some of those catches, and I mean, just wow, wow, wow. Ratings were sky high, of course, because I think even non-football fans kind of got sucked into the drama of that, and both of these games, the potential for massively good endings, let's put it that way. I mean, the four quarterbacks starting this weekend, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers, have combined, check this out, to win a lot of Super Bowls. You know, how many? This is a great trivia question. Give yourself a second to think about it. How many Super Bowls? That'd be seven. Seven Super Bowls. So I'm sure there's statistics on how many times that's happened, that you've had those quarterbacks with those kind of stats. I'm going to say not very often. I don't think so. Not very often. So now, as other teams watch on, we'll see who moves on. And I believe the Patriots and the Packers. Julian Edelman, by the way, said to a Steelers reporter on his Antonio Brown-related comments, he said, "I mean, I think it was taken out of context. I have nothing but respect for the Steelers. They're an unbelievable franchise. It starts from the top with the Rooney family, Coach Mike Tomlin. I think they just misinterpreted. I mean, I don't know. I may have said it, but I think more of that was just that it's not the way we would do it here. That's just how it goes. There's no maliciousness about it, but it's whatever. That's what the media does to make stories. So it's not just the politicians who get upset with the media. So often the athletes get upset when they become fodder for discussion. Good luck to everybody. I hope somebody nails the score.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.